For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team returns home after a trip to Bowling Green last weekend, joined by Yuri Vaisanen. Got moved to center again last Saturday night. The vast majority of you guys have played center at some point in your life, but especially for this team this year, as much of a struggle as the faceoff dot has been, what was that like for you on Saturday?
Well, I mean, it wasn't that much different for me. I've been played center most of the year, so... face-offs are something we struggle with the whole year, and honestly, it wasn't any different Saturday, so we just got to keep working on it.
You know, Leighton gets moved up. He plays center a little bit. Aaron Myers, I think he won three in a row at one point on Saturday. How much of a shot in the arm does that give all four of you when one guy's having some success and trying to keep the ball rolling?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's huge. We need all four centers to win face-offs, and if one guy's doing his job, I think that gives the rest of us some confidence.
It's hard to score in college hockey, period. Power play, I mean, teams just defend so darn well, it's even hard to score on the power play on a consistent basis. But when you're only going to get 90 seconds instead of 2 minutes on a power play because you got to go chase a puck, that makes it even harder. How do you not put even more pressure on yourselves in a situation like that?
Well, I mean, I think a big part of it is winning faceoffs. I mean, if you start out with the puck, you probably don't have to go back and get it again. And, you know, breakouts, too, are huge, obviously. But I think faceoffs are the biggest component of that.
How important was last weekend and just how intense that weekend was for all your young guys? And, heck, even the three transfers that you've got that have experience as to what it's going to be like in this league in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that was playoff hockey last weekend, so I think all our new guys got a real taste of what this league's like, and it was a good learning experience for everyone.
You know that you're going to have to play well down the stretch. You put yourselves in a pretty good position, with a really good first half. How do you sustain that here in the second half when everyone's gunning for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just got to keep building off of what we built during the first half. I mean, we put ourselves in a good position. Could be a little better, but I think we have a great opportunity to build on it.
The series against Northern in the first half was so darn long ago. Does it even matter this weekend?
I don't think so. It was at their rink. They got a big sheet over there, and you know they've had a lot of games. We had a lot of games since then, so I mean it's just going to be a battle.
What do you like best about this team right now?
I like our compete. I think we've competed very hard last weekend and I think every weekend. So I think that's something that we got to keep building on.
Where do you still think this team needs to improve?
Well, like we talked about earlier, the faceoff dot is going to be huge. And just offensively building more grade A scoring chances.
Safe to assume that after a 14-hour bus ride home from BG, home ice in the playoffs even more important?
Yeah, definitely. That wasn't the funnest bus ride of all time. It was pretty long, so we definitely don't want that.
Best of luck this week.
Thank you.